Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1. I was walking through the town centre with some friends when we saw a long queue outside a bank. It turned out the cash machine was paying out double money. A bank employee had accidentally loaded the £10 tray of the machine with £20 notes. This meant that customers received £600 when they requested the maximum permitted amount of £300. My friends were eager to join the queue, and they got me to wait in line with them. But to me, it felt wrong, even though I thought we wouldn't be breaking the law. Fortunately, just as it was our turn, the machine was shut down. I was so relieved.
Two. I went to my back garden to pick some broccoli for my dinner when I discovered something in the vegetable patch hidden between the cauliflowers. It was a bag full of £20 notes. I showed it to my wife. There was £1,000 altogether. I was unemployed at the time, and the idea of keeping the money was tempting. But then I started to think that it might have come from a burglary, so I called the police. They are now investigating the matter, and if they can't trace the origin of the money, there's a chance that I might be able to keep it. So keep your fingers crossed.
3.
How would you feel if you won the lottery but didn't get any money? That's what happened to me. Every week I purchase a lottery ticket with the same numbers at the same store. When I saw that all my numbers had come up, I was thrilled. There was just one problem. The winning ticket was in the pocket of some trousers that I had just washed, so it was completely unreadable. The shop has CCTV and the video clearly shows me buying a ticket that day, but a spokesperson for the lottery company says that I need to show more proof to support my claim. What other proof do they need? I have decided to hire a lawyer to help me get my winnings.
4. My worst decision was allowing my sister to clear out the attic of our parents' home on her own. She ignored my request not to touch the old wooden toy box that used to belong to me as a child. The box was where I had stored my original Star Wars toys that dated back to the 1970s. The toys were in excellent condition and still in their original packaging too. My sister thought they were just junk and threw them out. I almost cried when I looked online and found out that a Luke Skywalker action figure from 1978 had recently sold for $25,000 at an auction.
5.
I'm an IT worker, and in 2013, I thought it was wise to buy a large amount of cryptocurrency, which turned out to be the right decision because its value has risen spectacularly since then. There's just one problem. Last month, I accidentally threw out the hard drive on which the cryptocurrency's access key was stored. I'm waiting for permission from the local authorities to search the landfill site where it's buried. I have no intention of giving up.
1.
I was walking through the town centre with some friends when we saw a long queue outside a bank. It turned out the cash machine was paying out double money. A bank employee had accidentally loaded the £10 tray of the machine with £20 notes. This meant that customers received £600 when they requested the maximum permitted amount of £300. My friends were eager to join the queue, and they got me to wait in line with them. But to me, it felt wrong, even though I thought we wouldn't be breaking the law. Fortunately, just as it was our turn, the machine was shut down. I was so relieved.
2. I went to my back garden to pick some broccoli for my dinner when I discovered something in the vegetable patch hidden between the cauliflowers. It was a bag full of £20 notes. I showed it to my wife.
There was £1,000 altogether. I was unemployed at the time, and the idea of keeping the money was tempting. But then I started to think that it might have come from a burglary, so I called the police. They are now investigating the matter, and if they can't trace the origin of the money, there's a chance that I might be able to keep it. So keep your fingers crossed. Three.
How would you feel if you won the lottery but didn't get any money? That's what happened to me. Every week I purchase a lottery ticket with the same numbers at the same store. When I saw that all my numbers had come up, I was thrilled. There was just one problem. The winning ticket was in the pocket of some trousers that I had just washed, so it was completely unreadable. The shop has CCTV and the video clearly shows me buying a ticket that day, but a spokesperson for the lottery company says that I need to show more proof to support my claim. What other proof do they need? I have decided to hire a lawyer to help me get my winnings.
Four. My worst decision was allowing my sister to clear out the attic of our parents' home on her own. She ignored my request not to touch the old wooden toy box that used to belong to me as a child. The box was where I had stored my original Star Wars toys that dated back to the 1970s. The toys were in excellent condition and still in their original packaging too. My sister thought they were just junk and threw them out. I almost cried when I looked online and found out that a Luke Skywalker action figure from 1978 had recently sold for $25,000 at an auction. Five.
I'm an IT worker, and in 2013, I thought it was wise to buy a large amount of cryptocurrency, which turned out to be the right decision because its value has risen spectacularly since then. There's just one problem. Last month, I accidentally threw out the hard drive on which the cryptocurrency's access key was stored. I'm waiting for permission from the local authorities to search the landfill site where it's buried. I have no intention of giving up.